بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Suppressing the nafs will never be automatic. Even if the nafs becomes mutmain, the ulama and the muhakkikin of suluk have said that it takes a nafs a long time to become mutmainna from ammara, but it doesn't take it long to become ammara from mutmainna. For example, there is a snake in the jungle and the weather is very cold. It will take the snake very long time to freeze and become hard. And freezes and become hard, but it's not dead yet. And if a person was to pick it up thinking it's a nice stick, and as soon as the warmth of the hand is experienced by the snake, within minutes it will start to move. That is the example of the nafs. So it takes a long time to make nafs-e ammara into nafs-e mutmainna, and once it becomes nafs-e mutmainna, one has to supervise it properly. Otherwise, it will become nafs-e ammara again very quickly. So one has to remain on his toes all the time. Do you understand what I am trying to say? So, suppressing the nafs is the key to everything. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu. The clever one is he who suppresses and controls and subjugates his nafs. And as soon as the nafs is subjugated and controlled, the result and the consequences will be wa'amila lima ba'da al-maut. He will automatically be preparing for the life hereafter. So the key is suppressing the nafs. How do you suppress the nafs? It's not automatic. So there are ways of suppressing the nafs. The most effective way of suppressing the nafs is complete tazkiyah. Complete tazkiyah. One is that you have a naughty child and you have to supervise the naughty child. So it remains naughty and you have to supervise it. So it doesn't do anything wrong. And second is you nurture the child, you make tarbiyah of the child. So you don't have to look after it too much. The tazkiyah is the main. But until tazkiyah is carried out, you need to put fear in the nafs so that it will not do anything wrong. And the fear is you keep thinking about death, you keep thinking about the akhirah. So when a person who has nafs-e ammara continually thinks about death and the akhirah, it will become easy for the person with nafs-e ammara to control the nafs to a certain extent. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. So we have to find a sheikh and worry about purifying the soul. Only becoming murid to those people who don't find a sheikh, they are far, far away from this. Those people who find a sheikh but do not carry out the demands of that relationship. No instruction, no information. Nothing will happen. So this is the main thing, that we nurture. We make the nafs child from primary to secondary, secondary to college, college to university, all the way up to doctorate. Then you'll just have to, you won't have to look after it much. But you still have to be always in the Only muhasaba is necessary even after that. So for those people who have yet to find the shaykh, nafsi nafsi ammara, they are still in the process of tazkiya, then for them, they have to frighten the nafs. Frighten the nafs. Because nafs is still a child, it is still in primary. It does not understand the difference between harm and profit. So we have to. And how do you frighten the nafs? By thinking about death. And by thinking about death will make the task of controlling this nafsi ammara easy. It will not purify nafsi ammara. It will not take nafsi ammara, nafs from nafsi ammara to nafsi mutmainna. It is only a temporary solution. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding all of us here. Because whatever you are hearing from the various ulama, or myself, or whatever you are listening here, it is not a prepared syllabus by us. There is no mashwara takes place. When I sit here, I don't know what he is going to read. It is when he shows me that I know what he is going to read. And before the 21st of Ramadan, we don't know who is going to speak tomorrow. It is only in the evening we know who will be speaking in the morning. And it is only in the morning we will know who will be speaking in the afternoon. So there is no time for mashwara or And we continually beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead of we making mashwara, who are unaware of the unseen, and who are unaware of the hearts of the people and their spiritual condition, let us leave it to Allah. That, O Allah, make us choose the right speakers and make them say the right things that will benefit all the people who have come. So without any mashwara, everything is happening and you see that the whole jigsaw puzzle just fits in at the end of the 10 days. So that is a good sign for all of us that Allah is guiding us. But we are not benefiting from that. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and whose statement I mentioned the other day, that, O Allah, for me, you are the way I want you to be. Because you give me everything that I need. So make me the way you want to see me. And that should be our effort from today. That I want to become the way Allah wants me to be. My face will be like that, my attire will be like that, my heart will be like that, my mind will be like that, my family life, my social life, my private life, my public life, my income, my expenditure, everything will be the way. Teri juda pasand, meri juda pasand. Teri juda pasand, meri juda pasand. Tujhe khud hi pasand, mujhe khuda pasand. Your choice is different from my choice. You love yourself. I am something. But I love Khuda. I love Allah. Meri juda pasand, meri juda pasand. Tujhe khud hi pasand, mujhe khuda pasand. You are striving for yourself, and I am striving for Allah. You are striving for your nafs. I am striving for my Allah. Allah Ta'ala shanu, grant us all the tawfiq. It is hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gathered us all together and He granted us the opportunity to be here on the 29th of Ramadan when Khatm al-Quran took place and hundreds of people were here. The whole building was full. So there were brothers who had come from other masajid after performing the witr. So hundreds of people were present. Then there are those who participate throughout the world as well. People wake up early in the morning in their countries to participate in the dua. So we hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all signs We cannot be sure. But we hope and we take good omen from all these things that Allah has forgiven all of us. And if we take this as the foundation today, that this is the foundation that Allah has forgiven me, then let us start a new life from here. Let us start a new life. And let us try our utmost not to make Allah happy. And this we need to do for ourselves, not anybody. Yes, if we do this for ourselves, so many other people will benefit. Our wives will benefit. Our children will benefit. Our neighbors will benefit. Our locality will benefit. Our acquaintances will benefit. But we need to do it for ourselves. So let us make a firm resolution. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? For how long shall I continue to live a sinful life? This is the question that the poet is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? For how long can I continue sinning? Oh Allah, for how long can I continue sinning? Badal de mera rasta. Change my path. Give me the tawfiq to make a U-turn. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Change my path and change my heart. Change my path and change my heart. Tera ho jau itni arzi hai. My only wish is I want to become used. Tera ho jau itni arzi hai. Bas itni hai tamanna. That is my only desire. Dil badal de. Change my heart. And I want to live my life in such a way that when I see you on the day of Qiyamah, when my first gaze falls on you on the day of Qiyamah, and your gaze falls on me, then you look at me with a smiling face. Jo ho didar tera roze mashar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a sinful condition, how will we face it? Think for a moment. Think for a moment. If we violate the rights of somebody in this world, we cannot face him. We cannot see eye to eye. We look down at it. How will we stand in the court of Allah? Jo ho didar tera roze mahshar. On the day of Qiyamah, when I am given the opportunity to see you, tu dekhe muskura kar. Tu dekhe muskura kar. Then I want you to look at me with a smiling face. Dil badal. Change my heart. Change my heart. Change. Ask Allah to change the heart and strive to change the heart. The heart doesn't change just through efforts, and the heart doesn't change just through du'as. You need both. Du'a and effort. Du'a and effort. Du'a and effort. Yusuf alayhi salam made du'a also. Ma'az Allah. This is dua. And then was tabat al-nar. Effort was there. Innahu Rabbi Ahsana Maswai. Effort was there. Contemplation that my Rabb, how can I disobey him? He has given me so many things. Innahu Laif Lehu Zalimun. If I disobey Allah, I will be Zalim. Zalim will never become successful, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. Kamyabi kaam se hogi. Success is acquired through effort and work. Kamyabi kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. Just by talking in a nice way regarding a particular issue that I want to become the wali of Allah, I want to become the wali of Allah. Kamyabi kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. Fikr ke ehtimam se hogi. Worry and concern. One has to be regular with worry and concern of tazkiyah. Fikr ke ehtimam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Mursaleen, immune from sins. But if he missed any mamulat today, he would make qaza the following day. This fikr, this worry. Concern. Fikr ke ehtimam se hogi. Success, tazkiyah, islah will come into existence through continuous concern. Fikr ke ihtimam se hogi, zikr ke iltizam se hogi, and by holding fast to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to leave the masjid. We need to leave the gathering today and we need to leave the masjid after etikaf with this zeal. Arzu-e khun ho ya hasrat-e paamal ho. Whatever happens. That is the translation of the verse. Come what may. Arzu-e khun ho ya hasrat-e paamal ho. Whatever sacrifice I have to give. The resolution is, ab to is dil ko banana hai tere qabil mujhe. Now I want to make this heart. I want to make this heart capable of acquiring your pure muhabbat. If there is any filth in the heart, the pure muhabbat of Allah will not descend. We have to remove all the filth so it becomes capable of holding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, we know what we need to do. We have heard a lot. We have spoken a lot. And we exactly know what we need to do for Allah. So, break the heart over and over again. Break the heart over and over again. The more you break your heart, the more it will become capable of acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Break the heart. The heart wants to consume alcohol, break it. Let it break. Bacha bacha ki na rakh ki ye aina hai. Bacha bacha ki na rakh ki ye aina hai. Bacha bacha ki na rakh ki ye aina hai. Mirror, this is mirror. If I don't look after it, it will crack. And if the mirror cracks, it becomes useless. You have to throw it in the dustbin. The poet is saying that this mirror, in the reflection of which you are able to see the love of Allah, let it crack over and over again. Because this is a different mirror. The more it cracks, the more it becomes valuable in the eyes of the Creator. Bacha bacha ke na rakh ki ye aina hai shikasta ho to aziz tar hai nigah e aina saaz mein. The more you break it, the more it becomes valuable in the eyes of Allah, and the more Allah's love will enter that heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all blessings. Once I was sitting with Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala in a majlis. I was sitting right in front of him. There were many other brothers also. Usman Bhai was with me also. In my friend's house in Slough. Because Hazrat was due to travel. And he began weeping whilst talking about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He had a lot of love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So whenever he would talk about the love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he would weep. Out of fear sometimes, out of love. So he started weeping, so somebody gave him tissue to wipe his face. So he said, once my Shaykh, that is his Shaykh, once my Shaykh, Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, was talking about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and he began weeping, and tears started rolling on his cheeks and wetting his beard. So somebody gave him a handkerchief. So he said, my Shaykh said, Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, this is how much they value the love for Allah. He said that the tears that come out of our eyes out of fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala or out of love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala are not so cheap that you hand it over to the handkerchief. And Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, my Shaykh said that they are very precious. They cannot be given to anybody else. They should be kept with you. And then he said that he rubbed the tears on his face. And this is exactly what Hakim Sahib did as well. So even the tears become valuable. Tears. For Ashik of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, everything associated to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is valuable. أمر على الديار ديار ليلى أقبل ذا الجدار وذا الجدار وما حب الديار شغفنا قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار مجنو and ليلى مجنو fell in love with ليلى well known two people مجنو and ليلى. The name of Majnu was Qais ibn Amir. And Majnu is madman. So when he deeply fell in love with Layla, out of love he started doing those things which an ordinary person does not do. So people started calling him Majnu. Majnu. So Majnu fell in love with Layla. Accidentally he fell in love with Layla. You fall in love with somebody accidentally also, without intention. And he fell deeply in love with Layla, so he wanted to make it lawful. So he spoke to his parents, the parents sent proposal, but the other side did not accept. And until the end it was not accepted. And Majnu could not take the love of Layla out of his heart. So he used to go in the street where Layla used to live. He was unable to see Layla. Because her family would not let them meet. It's not permissible as well. But no wedding, nothing, don't talk about it. So Majnu would go in the street where Layla lived. And he would kiss the walls of the home of Layla. And also the other homes in that street. Because when you fall in love with somebody, then anything and everything associated to that person becomes beloved. It's human nature. So somebody said, why are you kissing these walls? What is in these walls? So this is when he said these couplets. Amurru ala diyari diyari layla uqabbilu dhal jidara wa dhal jidara wa ma hubbu diyari shagafna qalbi walakin hubbu man sakana diyara. He said, I pass by the home of Layla. And when I pass by the home of Layla, sometimes I kiss this wall and sometimes I kiss the other. I am not deeply in love with these walls. I am deeply in love with the one who resides behind the wall. And as a result, if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically we will experience the love for His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Kaaba, for Quran, for Zikr, for pious people.